علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 16th sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the strategy that he has in place for reforming the Islamic Ummah. And the very important strategy that he had in mind was the filtration process that he had, that he was planning for. And that was where he said, where he says, لَتُغَرْبَلُنَّ غَرْبَلَةً, that you will be certainly filtered in a severe, in a severe filtration process. And we talked about the battles of Jamal and Siffin, and also the Battle of Nahrawan, whereby the third war was actually another filtration process whereby those who were fooled by these apparent, show of modesty and apparent show of religious adherence of by some people, those who were fooled by that were filtered out of that process, through that process. And it was as if Imam Ali alayhi salam was telling them, do not be fooled by the apparent beautiful recitation of the Quran by a few people. Rather, look at the reality of Islam within them. Look whether they are truly people who use their intellects, who use, who understand the inherent details of Islam, or are they people who just suffice to apparent, crusty, teachings of Islam without actually developing a true, connection within. This was the filter that Imam Ali alayhi salam was talking about.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. Now that Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about this filtration process that will happen, he was trying to prepare the people that, look, I am inheriting a dirty water of the dirty water of Muslims. Like, this Muslim community is made up of dirty things. I need to filter this out so that the beautiful water of Islam remains. This which I am inheriting is a wreckage because of what the previous leaders have done. But this filtration process will wake you up. So it was the people now, their turn to prove that, we need to do the right thing. But unfortunately, a few of the people, they remained in their old ways and they decided not to change. And therefore, Imam Ali alayhi salam had to take very harsh measures. And that is when Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَلَتُسَاطُنَّ صَوْتَ الْقِدَرِ, O people, you will be mixed like how the contents in a boiling pot are mixed. So for example, if you look at a pot with boiling water, how the bubbles and how the water content is mixed severely. Everything is like turned around and around. And this is what Imam Ali is saying, that you, the whole of the Muslim Ummah, will go through that. It should not be conceived wrongly here that Imam Ali is trying to say that those that are on top will be brought down and those that are down will be brought up. No, that's not what Imam Ali is saying. The criterion here is not that those who are downtrodden, just because they were downtrodden, will be brought up. No, the criterion is something more lofty. The criterion will be those people who are adhering to the true teachings of Islam, who are pious, will be the ones that will be brought up. Not that those who are down, whether they were bad or good, whether they are pious or not, will be brought up. Unfortunately, in some of the revolutions, we saw that people just, formed a revolution, and those who formed that revolution were the downtrodden people. But when they came to power, they didn't have proper criterion for keeping those who are for keeping those positions, and therefore they just brought people because they were downtrodden and they were below. This is not the way. Otherwise, the revolution might not go ahead and it will come across very many hurdles.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. So what Imam Ali alayhi salam was saying here, that you will be boiled severely, that you will be mixed completely, means that that order, that system that was brought about by the caliphs before me, I will change that system. I will recalibrate the whole Muslim Ummah. I will apply new criterion. I will apply new criteria for leadership. I will apply new criteria for who deserves anything from the Islamic system. This will be a new calibration, and therefore the system will be very different. Therefore, be ready for that. And that was what Imam Ali alayhi salam wanted the people to realize. In other words, now the road was open for everyone. There was equal opportunity for people to progress, for people to show and express their potential. There were people at the time of the previous governments, before the coming of Imam Ali alayhi salam, who had the potential. They had the potential to grow spiritually, to grow materially, to have specific positions. But because the calibration in the previous governments was such that such people were not able to actually achieve those places, those positions, those spiritual and material progresses that were required. So this new calibration that was based on the teachings of Islam that was brought about by Imam Ali alayhi salam meant that now the Muslim world had that freedom. The people in the Muslim Ummah had that opportunity to flourish, to grow, to have that freedom, to progress. And this was what Imam Ali alayhi salam wanted from all of these harsh steps that he wanted to take. And this was something that only a brave and powerful and knowledgeable person like Imam Ali alayhi salam could do. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه